The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Seven after the hour. It often is seven after the hour, and I think I've been saying it's seven after the hour for about 27 years. At this time of the hour, it's seven after the hour, and then later on in the hour, it's 33 past the hour, and sometimes it's 13 past the hour, sometimes it's 17 or 18 past the hour, sometimes it's 21 past the hour, sometimes it's 23 past the hour, sometimes it's 28 past the hour. You know how it works, right?
Are you hungry for more than just the time? You've come to the right place. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I are monitoring what is happening. The debates, which aren't debates at all. They're discussions. Last night, Meredith and I went to dinner at a local restaurant. And there were four screens around the bar where we sat to have our dinner. All of them having to do with the CNN big debate. And the CNN screen had all of the phony baloney CNN, what do they call them, political commentators up there BSing about nothing. They were sitting actually right in the front of it. Any of you have ever been to the Reagan Library? It's quite an impressive place, and so I've been there a couple times. I'm looking as they set up their half-round tables right in front of the entrance, or certainly within clear shot. There's a big open space as you go into the foyer of the library. And so outside, they've set themselves up, and they have their heads and talking people there yakking away about nothing. The clock to the countdown of the debate. Ken, did you see that? 22 hours, 8 minutes and 14 seconds. And what a bunch of nonsense. It really is. And every headline has something to do with Donald Trump. Every single headline. Trump does this, Trump does that. Trump's going to speak on the Iowa tonight. The Iowa is headquarters of... I don't know. It says Los Angeles Harbor, but there is no Los Angeles Harbor. It's Long Beach, right? I don't know of any Los Angeles Harbor. Los Angeles, the city, is in about 10 miles. The only harbor I know is from, if you go down from Malibu and by Santa Monica where the pier is, and then down to Venice and Marina del Rey, and then, you kind of go by the airport down to Manhattan Beach, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You go all the way down, and then you get to Long Beach. Anyway, the USS Iowa is there, and so he made a speech. I didn't really get the gist of it because I went to sleep. What was the gist of Donald Trump's speech on the Iowa? It was supposed to be about international relationships, right? What's our relationship supposed to be like with our...
I missed it.
Allies, yeah. Okay, well, there you go. The height of excitement and interest. I missed it. All right, so anyway, our poll today at DougSteffen.com. Will you watch the GOP debates that? Why are they called... It isn't a debate. Who are they going to debate? Are they going to debate one another? The headline, the CNN headline kept reading, Bush to get tough on Trump. And then... There was an event that sort of brought people around to thinking, yeah, okay, they're all going to go after Trump. And I said to Meredith, why, first of all, this was all kind of, this is CNN's way of doing things these days. Dramatize everything, and it leads up to a big, that's the way they do things. What was funniest in our conversation, Meredith thinks that Trump is right, with a smile on her face, that he ought to get paid for showing up at these things because it increases the ratings dramatically. They charge more for advertising, and he says, "I want to get paid. I'll give the money to a charity." Not a bad position, right? Not likely to happen, but it's not a bad position to take because he's right. His appearance, everything about what they were talking about focused on Trump. Trump this, Trump that, Trump, 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 Trump. So anyway, are you going to watch tonight? There are two of them, one at 6 and one at 8. The second team is at 6. The first team is at 8. Why the second team is even a faction at this point? Who's on the second team now? Perry's out. Who else is? Fiorina has moved up to the first team.
Probably Bobby Jindal.
Waste of time.
Lindsey Graham.
Are waste still, of time. Who else?
He's still in the
Why? Room. Why? At least what's his face was smart enough to get out. Why do you even bother? What are you doing? What is this? If you're trying to make a statement, why don't you do it from your own perch? It would seem to me Lindsey Graham has more credibility as a senator than he does as a presidential candidate. It's a joke. Bobby Jindal, same thing. You have more credibility as the governor of Louisiana than you do as a presidential candidate. You're never going to get elected. You're not going to get beyond first base. So why are you doing this? That's a good question, isn't it? I thought it was a good question.
Yeah, and a lot of times when there are this many candidates, well, I don't know that there's ever been this many, but when there are a lot of candidates, they know they can't win, but they have a particular agenda that they want to push.
You mean they try to use it as a chip for support?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'll support you
but
if
I don't
you do
see
this
where
to me. I don't, yeah.
Any of these guys have been saying anything.
Nothing. It's all except Trump.
It's all Trump. Yeah.
And they're going to do if they spend time tonight, Jeb Bush, according to the headlines, he's going to attack Trump. Trump hasn't really attacked Jeb Bush, has he? I haven't seen.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Has he, lately?
Oh,
see,
yeah.
See, the stuff,
yeah.
I'm so turned off by most of this, I'm not paying attention. He said he liked him in the first debate. Nice fellow. Hail fellow, well met. I'm sure they spent a lot of time together. So how much nonsense is all this stuff? And is it just theater, and is that what you take it to be? The headline also on CNN, let's see, Trump's ratings, let's see, what are they? His lead is dissipating because Carson's coming up and so is Fiorina. So his lead, actually it isn't dissipating, he has the same numbers, but the others have increased their numbers. I believe that's the way the polling is showing up, the where people are now, right? Isn't that pretty much what it is?
I think so.
Yeah. Anyway.
It looks like it's the others on the earlier debate are Rick Santorum and George Pataki.
No, they're all a waste of time. 6 o'clock, don't bother. Nothing there. Wait till 8 o'clock and see the real candidates. But what comes, again, whether it's a debate, I figure, always when I was a debate, I was a speech major in college, so we debated. I was on the debate team. Debates pit one person against another with the same idea. Okay, here is the topic of the debate, whether or not young boys should wear boxers or briefs. And then one side would take boxers, the other side would take briefs, and in the end, the judges would decide who won the debate. That's a debate, right? So how does that happen tonight? No. They're just going to stand up there. They're going to be asked questions by a bunch of phony baloney newsmen. And then they'll come up with an answer. And then afterwards, they'll spend 3 hours discussing and debating. They'll bring Michael Smirkanish on and some of these other guys who are paid talking heads. Oh, well, what did you think of what Trump said about that? And they'll go off and gas bag it for 60 seconds. Well, and then they'll ask the next person, a woman from the Republican Party, what about Jeb Bush? Do you think he'll survive after tonight? And she'll give him some sort of pillbox answer. And then another guy will be on there, and they'll ask him, what'd you think of Ben Carson answer the question about Planned Parenthood? And then they'll huff and they'll puff about that. So, anyway. But people's minds may be influenced by all of this stuff, and it may be good theater. Trump is supposedly more serious. But that's what, again, how do you know what's going to happen until he shows up? But that's what the headlines on CNN say. He's going to be more serious and have more answers to more questions. Hooray! All right, so anyway, the poll question. Do I sound a little cynical? Okay, I'm a little cynical about this. The question is, will you watch the, I'm going to say program, the GOP program tonight, Kenny. A, I'm planning on watching both of them. The 6 and the 8 is the inference. I'll probably just watch the primetime one. I'll catch highlights later. I doubt I'll watch any of it. E, I don't know. All right, so tell us what you think about the events that will take place tonight. People that are really interested in what's going on in the country seem to be interested in this sort of thing. The poll yesterday, what do you think of Arnold Schwarzenegger becoming the new host of Celebrity Apprentice? As long as we're talking about the Donald, might as well get this one in. And did he have, I want to know whether the Donald had any influence in the choosing of Arnold, don't you? I want to know how they get to Arnold. 32% of you said you're not a fan of the show or Arnold, so you'll pass. 26% of you said, when you answered the poll question at DougSteffen.com, that'll be great. 21% said, it's interesting, I'll probably watch. 15% said, I might check out the first episode. 6% of you said, it won't be any good without Trump. So, anyway, if Trump doesn't run for the presidency or make it through the process, he'll be back as host next year, I guarantee you that. So anyway, the provocative stuff or not, I guess it just depends. Other things trending at DougSteffen.com, the story of the debate tonight, the questions, Utah flooding. Did you see all those cars wrecked and that mudslide?
Yeah. It's crazy. Woo!
It is craziness. And the question about whether fantasy football is gambling, all trending at DougSteffen.com.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready. Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But, while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through September 30th, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months' payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Right.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Time now for us to have a trip from yesterday's daytime and nighttime comedic and just conversational talk programs. Ellen DeGeneres has a great one. Wendy Williams does. We've started paying attention to Steve Harvey. Here's Ellen joking about how dancing styles have changed over the years.
Dancing has changed over the years, hasn't it? I don't know how many people are old enough to remember all the different. I was growing up, the dance moves were innocent. We had the twist, we had the pony, we had the mashed potato. Things were okay in the 80s, too. There was the moonwalk and the cabbage patch. Madonna was still a virgin. The 90s came around. It changed everything. I have four words. Sir Mix-a-Lot. He sang, "I like big butts," and then everything went off the rails. That led to rump shaker, which led to the thong song, which led to freaking, which led to grinding, which led to twerking, which led to me leaving a club forever. To sum it up, in 50 years, we went from doing the mashed potato to back that ass up.
There's something special. Wendy Williams is always giving advice to members of her audience. Here, somebody in the audience questioned her about what to do with a flirty husband.
This past summer, I was at a girlfriend's house. I slept over and I woke up to her husband sleeping right next to me. I was not only surprised, but I was a little bit scared, and I asked him what he was doing there. I then told him that he was out of order, and I asked him to leave. What do I do now? How do I confront my friend? Do I tell her anything?
Don't tell her.
Don't tell her, because she's going to accuse you, like a lot of women do, of trying to seduce her man, when you know and I know that he's the one in the wrong. Don't tell her. Hold it close to your vest. But you talk to him like this, and you let him know under no circumstances. The next time, you're talking.
Wow. How about them apples? I guess that stuff. That doesn't happen in my world, but it does happen. I'm sure of that. Steve Harvey jokes with an audience member here from his daytime program about what to do about nosy people in her town.
I live in a small town. It's one of those small towns where everybody knows everybody's business.
Yeah.
For pastime, everybody has police scanners so they can learn even more about people's business. It's pretty much for sport. see who can hear it first or who can spread the gossip the fastest. So recently, I got pulled over for running a stop sign. Well, of course, everybody heard it on their police scanner, right? So now, everywhere I go in town, I'm confronted by people. They all have something to say about it. So my question is, how do I redeem myself when I'm approached by these people?
You're going to have to do something that comes across on the police scanner that offsets the traffic violation. Best way to do it is to become a hero. You should be a hero. So you got to do something heroic that comes across on the scanner. Do you have a relative that does drugs? Pay him $200 to break into someone's house. You drive up, see him, and then call it in right away.
There you go. Here's Stephen Colbert joking about Donald Trump's candidacy.
You want to talk about Donald Trump? Not as much as Donald Trump does. People love this man because he's averaging nearly 30% in the polls, 12 points higher than his nearest rival, neurosurgeon Ben Carson. Of course, this isn't the first time a surgeon has been destroyed by a loud, lumbering monster.
Jim! Mexican bad. Build wall. You're fired.
Channeling Frankenstein. That was actually pretty funny. All right, 28 past the hour. This is Doug Steffens. Good day. Program's Wednesday.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Charles Cook of the National Review and Ron Reagan, author of My Father at 100, coming right up. Now that the Iran nuclear deal is going through, any impact on 2016?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Either happy dance or cunning with this group. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one. Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Charles Cook and Ron Reagan. Enough Democratic senators supported the Iraq nuclear deal, so it will now go into effect. But it's low in the polls. Will it have an effect on 2016?
Ultimately, how important is it that the American public, who doesn't, by and large, doesn't know a lot about this, how important is it that they have this sort of vague sense of unease about it and leads them to answer poll questions that way? I don't think ultimately that's going to be all that important.
I would disagree with that, and not because I think that Americans at large should be asked every foreign policy question. As you say, this is a complex matter, but we are about to go into a bitterly fought presidential election campaign. And given that there is such division on this question, Republicans and Democrats are both going to be attempting to rally voters around it.
True
and
enough.
If Republicans win the White House, there's going to be pressure from the Republican Party to undo the deal, maybe on day one.
Yeah, it's worth noting, too, that when you ask the question and you don't pit it as a Republican versus Democrat, and if you just describe the deal in kind of neutral, if you will, terms, a lot more people are supportive of it.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Charles Cook of the National Review and Ron Reagan, author of My Father at 100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
And some other voices that you'll hear. Jennifer back next week. She thought she'd be around sometime this week, but I guess the technology where she is doesn't quite work. I've just received, Kenny, my latest edition of Newsmax. And in addition to all of the things they're trying to sell me from the American gold and silver collection, which I'm throwing in the wastebasket, there is the picture on the cover is Donald Trump. I'm here to stay. Donald Trump and the new politics. I'm going to guess that Christopher Ruddy, who publishes this, is not a Trump fan. I don't know that. I haven't read this. I just opening it up now. But I would think it would be more in his interest to have a more easily or recognizable, connected Republican stalwart as somebody like the Donald. Let's see how that shakes out. Tonight, people are talking about what's going on, or what may go on. I'm sure that the sizzle will be better than the steak. You'll have to wait and see. Meanwhile, there are other things. Believe it or not, folks, there are other things going on in the world that we talk about. Yeah, I know. It's amazing, isn't it? Just amazing. The wildfires, Napa County Fairgrounds in Northern California, buzzing with activity today. Didn't get anything to do with the games or fun or rides. The fairgrounds are the temporary dwelling for 1,200 people driven from their homes by these wildfires. And Red Cross is there, other public service agencies, food, clothing, medicine, other essentials. By the way, there will be tons of scams which you'll get in your email box, or you'll see posted on Facebook, scams that will invite you to help
various small organizations that you've never heard of before that will offer some sort of consolation for the people who are losing their homes. Don't get involved. There will be something that will come along. I don't support the Red Cross on this program at all, but I certainly want you to be aware, if you feel like you're going to help, want to help, there will be some local agencies there, and I'll dig around and find them, or Kenny, you can do a little quick research if you don't mind, and see who it is that will present themselves best if you want to help. But don't waste your money by giving to some of these scams that are pretty obvious when you work them through. But sometimes they count on hitting people where they're most vulnerable. Yeah, I want to help the people in California. I'll send them $10. $10 for what? What are you going to get with $10? Maybe a meal for somebody. But, excuse me. These blazes are amazing, displacing lots of people, burning tens of thousands of acres, dozens of square miles affected by this. And so, as if that were not enough, the toll has risen from the flash flooding in mostly Utah, Arizona border. 16 people killed there, a couple of different cities. The Washington County Sheriff's Office says 3 bodies were found after 2 vehicles were washed away in a town. Let's see, the women and children in this town. 12 dead so far. The 2 that were killed, I think, or the people killed were women. Early in the day, rescue workers recovered the bodies of 2 people in Arizona, 2.5 miles downstream from where the floodwaters swept them away on the Utah-Arizona border. 6 other bodies have been discovered here and there. The emergency management people posted on Facebook, heavy rains causing the flash floods will continue. Let's see, this is an area about 350 miles south of Salt Lake City, as near as I can tell, Kenny. Large wall of water and debris. But you see the pictures, you see the video. I was watching that a little bit on the news last night. Cars upside down, just completely destroyed. Some of these towns, you know, in these remote areas of Utah and of Arizona, they're mostly dirt roads, gravel roads. You get out of the main town, and they are not paved roads. Many people live down these roads, and it's unusual this time of year. Usually, I used to own some property in Arizona, and I used to go out there and see what damage was done. The flooding, torrential rains and stuff that come at certain times of the year, wash out the roads, wash out yards, and sometimes even houses. If you don't have a firm foundation, nobody puts a basement in the houses out there for whatever the reason. I don't even know why that is. Why is it that there are no basements in houses in the West? Anybody know? I'm on the East Coast. We always have basements. Very few houses have basements in the West. Anyway, the point is that without a basement or a firm foundation, these floods, the water come along, just push the house right down with all the rest of the debris. A mess. So a lot of people are trying to get away from that. I don't know which is worse when you look at these situations, the people flooding and then trying to get out, just moving as fast as they can away from that problem, or the pictures of people that you see who are trying to run away from the Serbian problem and the Syrian problem. Not a Serbian problem as much as it is a Syrian problem. The Syrians are trying to get over the border from Serbia into Czechoslovakia. And Hungary, and they're not having much success. So, anyway, there are a lot of things that are upsetting. There's a lot of turmoil in the world. I will have you know that after tonight, it'll all be okay, because Donald Trump will have fixed everything by the end, what is it, over at 10 o'clock Eastern tonight, right?
Yeah.
After that, everything's going to be beautiful. Everything will be fixed. He's promised to be more issue-oriented and not attack others, but the others apparently don't have that same idea. They want to attack him, which would be a complete waste of time. Why would you do that? What is there in the political rule book that says attack the person who's leading instead of trying to present your own ideas? I guarantee you Carly Fiorina will not do that. And Ben Carson, what do you think? Well, he's not that cut out of that cloth either, is he, Kenny?
Rand Paul is planning to, though.
Is he?
Yeah.
For what, I'm a fan of Rand Paul's in the main, but I don't see what he gets out of it. He didn't look good in the last one. He's got a terrible hairpiece.
He thinks that a lot of Donald Trump's positions that he doesn't talk about are things people should know about, his position on Obamacare, his position on a couple other things. Mm-hmm. So he wants to...
So let the people who are questioning, that is, those who are the news people, how many CNN people are going to have there? Three different people?
No, I think
CNN?
It's just Jake Tapper.
That's it?
I think okay. So.
So John King's not going to be there, or no Wolf.
Huh. No. I think Wolf is doing some kind of pregame thing, but...
Yeah, the pregame show.
Right.
Oh, my. Okay, what else is happening that you may or may not be aware of? I was going to say interested, but the people who are curious are interested in all kinds of things. You know how I feel about the space program in NASA? There is a discussion today, seemingly... We're trying to make, in a collective sense, some of the news media are trying to make a hero out of Scott Kelly. Is he a hero? His brother was an astronaut. He's an astronaut. His brother was, or is married to the lady Gabby, what was it, Gifford, right?
Gifford, yeah.
The congresswoman that was shot. Right. Her husband was a an astronaut, is a retired astronaut now. But his brother, Scott, is up in the International Space Station, and he's halfway... He's halfway through his year-long mission. So there have been a lot of focus on him and the mission. Have we got his voice, or do we have the voice of a reporter, or two people that are working together, two voices on this?
It's just his voice.
Just his voice.
Yeah.
All right. So let's listen to Scott Kelly answering some questions and explaining some things that are going on up at the International Space Station as he marks the midway point of his year-long stay in space.
You know, I feel pretty good overall. As far as physically, you know, I feel good. You know, we have some pretty good exercise equipment up here. But I feel, you know, positive about it. I think, you know, if I manage my work, pace of work, and, you know, energy right, I'll have, you know, enough in the tank to get to the end. But there are a lot of effects of this environment that we can't see or feel, like bone loss, effects on our vision, effects on our genetics, our DNA, RNA and proteins, things like that. From these experiments, we'll hopefully find out if there are any cliffs out there. And, you know, from that, figure out other areas we need to investigate so we can, you know, eventually complete our journey to Mars and elsewhere.
So, now, what takes me, I'm a radio guy, right? I'm not listening to what he's saying as much. I'm listening to what he's saying, but I'm listening to how clear the connection is. Remember,
that's amazing.
This is an object that's 294 miles up in the sky, 294 miles directly above the Earth, going around the Earth every 90 minutes at about 18,000 miles an hour. And the connection there, the digital, that was a digital connection. That was as good. And I'm sitting here thinking, is there a way to do internet? They have, through their connections, whatever is being used to pump stuff up to the space station, whatever they use, whenever there is, like when a shuttle would go up, or the communication that they have, it sounded like the old school stuff that the pilots use in regular airplanes, right? Isn't that how it used to sound? Now, this thing sounds like the guys in the studio.
Well, yeah, you actually want to know something amazing. I was talking to Rich yesterday, and he told me that this guy has an Instagram account, and while he's up in the space station, he's posting pictures of space on the internet that you can look at in, like, real time.
In real time, on Instagram.
Yeah, it's amazing.
All right, so we may want to look. You want to post some of that, Kenny, just for the heck of it, on Facebook? Have people connected to that didn't know about it? Can you connect on Facebook to Instagram? Or make a suggestion?
Not really.
No.
We can post a link to it, though.
Zuckerberg, that's an interesting... But yeah, you can post a link to it. Zuckerberg is the CEO that we know from all of this social media, right? Who's in charge of Twitter? Do you know the name of the person who runs Twitter? I don't. Know the person who runs Instagram? I don't. Know the person who runs Pinterest? I don't. Do you, Kenny?
Nope.
So how is it that Zuckerberg gets so much attention? Is it that he was first, or that this is the biggest, or this is the best? A lot of people say that Facebook is passé, and people are using Instagram now much more.
Well, Facebook owns Instagram, so that's
okay. It does?
Yeah.
Oh, so why can't you post something from Facebook into Instagram.
I can post the link on there, but I can't post his whole feed or anything like that.
Why wouldn't they do that, though? One would want. Let's ask Greg Stebbins that in a few minutes.
Well, what would be the point? It's two separate things. It would be
don't
like,
ask good questions. I'm
it would be like Chipotle serving McDonald's food.
Yay! You always have the right answer.
Sorry.
Yeah. Come on, will you? 14 before the hour, 46 past the hour. A lot of people have been asking me lately, and I'm talking about something that I will do probably this fall and through the course of the winter. Go speak at public functions connected to radio stations and or advertisers or just listeners that have good ideas. I'm happy. Matter of fact, I kind of like doing this sort of thing. Talk about radio, talk about agriculture, talk about the media, talk about experiences that I've had, stories of people that I've interviewed, things that are relevant. I have a whole raft of things. I haven't done this for quite a while, but I like to think that I would be good at it, and I want to go back to doing it. So if we can excite you, your group, employees, whatever may be the case, how about you send me an email, Doug@DougStephan.com. That's all I have to do. Doug@DougStephan.com, and we'll talk about what it is that perhaps will be relevant and fun in terms of what's going on in the world. I have always, as you know, listening to my program, there's always something that I have to say about everything. I wanted to, before we left the thought of NASA and what's in outer space, there are some pictures. These shots of Pluto, have you seen them in the last week or so? The New Horizon shots of Pluto, the high-resolution images that have been downlinked here. I just think this is another one of those fascinating things. We talked about the technology of being able to hear Scott Kelly as well as we did. But there were some things that have been around since Labor Day. The data dump from this spacecraft, and the pictures are unprecedented. The clarity that you see. Remember, this is the last planet in the solar system, and it took how long for this? And Kara, you sent me some of these things. I think it took about 9 months to get out there.
I think it took 9 years.
Did it take nine years? Was it nine years?
Yeah.
Oof. So it's 50 million miles away? Is that how far it is to Pluto? 50 million miles? It would seem to be further than that even. But you can see mountains in these pictures. The land. The dunes. There's speculation there might be wind there because of how the planet's formation figures. If that's the case, then perhaps there is life there. Big blocks of ice the size of mountains. Floating around, frozen nitrogen, it would seem. It's pretty cold out there. But still, isn't it fascinating that we can have this? This is the technology. This is the kind of stuff to be thankful for when you think about where your tax dollars go. At least as far as I'm concerned, this is a good way of spending them. I'm a curious sort, though. Are you? It's 49 past the hour now on Good Day.
This multi-view report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Your child has cancer are among the scariest words a parent will ever hear. This year, the parents of 16,000 children in the U.S. will hear these words. 1 in 5 won't survive. But we can help. Join one of 58 St. Jude Walk Run to End Childhood Cancer events across the country to raise awareness and funds for research and treatment at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Funds raised ensure families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping their child live. Rick Shadiak, Jr., President and Chief Executive Officer of ALSAC St. Jude.
Despite significant progress made by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rates from 20% to more than 80% since the hospital opened in 1962, cancer remains the leading cause of death by disease for children over the age of one. St. Jude won't stop until no child dies from cancer.
Get involved this September, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Visit stjude.org/September.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Kenny and I have the talent of Greg Stebbin, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. Believe it or not, boys and girls, Microsoft is downloading Windows 10. Just in case you want to use it. I have these, all over my computers yesterday, an update. Is that the update they're trying to...
It may be, and there's actually, I just tweeted the way to go and check and delete it if you don't want it.
Yeah.
It's actually a big problem for people. The files combined can be almost 3 gigs. A lot of computers today have very small hard drives, so mm-hmm. That's a problem right there. It also feels like an invasion of privacy,
yeah.
Frankly.
It's like being force-fed.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But also a lot of people use their computers on a Wi-Fi connection that's connected to a broadband account,
mm-hmm.
which means you only get limited amounts of data a month.
Right.
So this may suck up your entire data plan and
Wonderful.
You didn't even want it.
How to win friends and influence people. More on Microsoft and their changes coming up here on Good Day.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy.
Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, Greg Stebbins with us here on Good Day to discuss Microsoft and the Windows 10 account that you have, and or at least you got a, you didn't know you had one, but you have Microsoft, so now they're force feeding, or maybe you've checked your computer. What do you have?
Well, I'm using Windows 7. I'm actually looking for the files now. I tweeted some instructions for how to find the files and block them from Lifehacker. The problem is, this is very important actually, if you block the updates, in other words, remove them from your machine, once you remove them, you have to block it so Microsoft doesn't download them again. If in the future you decide to download Windows 10, you're going to have to remember to go unblock the updates, or you'll keep trying to update and it will refuse and you'll waste an entire weekend pulling your hair out.
Nice. Well, then we can sell them some Provia and their hair will come back again.
Well, see, there's always a bright, shiny side to everything.
Right. So Facebook is working on a new button that is the opposite of like.
Yes. So just in time for a presidential election, by
dislike.
The way.
Dislike. Is that what the button is going to read?
Well, we don't know what it's going to look like or exactly do, but they're calling it the dislike button.
Yes. Dislike button.
Yes.
So that would be some, must be that people have called for this because there's so much focus. I know whenever I post in the, please like it.
Yes.
I have this thing going on with my farm and trying to find a way to sell the development rights, and we have a lot of different people from different organizations looking at it and liking it and passing it on to the next person, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I get how that works. But it's just, it seems that that there is so much attention to Facebook in comparison to Instagram, Pinterest, and even maybe Twitter, although I'm told by some of the younger people that I know that Instagram is more important now than Facebook. But yet, we don't know who runs Instagram. I said this to Kenny earlier. We don't know who runs Pinterest. I don't know who runs Twitter. But I sure as heck know who runs Facebook. Right?
Well, no social media has the overall reach as Facebook. I mean, there was a day a month or so ago where a billion people used Facebook that day. So 1/7 of the world was on Facebook on the same day.
And 1/7 of the world is going to order new iPhones, it would appear. The Chinese are...
Well, then they better get that factory cracking, because there's a lot of work ahead.
Right, exactly. There you go. The $32 a month thing is what most people are talking about. You get a new phone all the time, and they have $32 a month to these people. Geniuses they are. 59, speaking of geniuses, Greg Stebbins with us every day at this time from Men's Health Magazine on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.